In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with volume 28, February 26, 1930. So Jesus begins, we, the triune God, make the creature, make the soul, long for the good that we, triune God, want to give. So God is giving us the book of heaven. He's done this so that we will long for this gift. We will desire this gift. And when we first begin to read, we go, this is beautiful. But as we continue to read each day, what happens is God gives more of a desire to embrace this gift, more of a longing for this gift. He says, because we, triune God, want the soul to place something of her own, at least her sighs, her prayers, her will of wanting that good, so much, to be able to say to her. So as you read, you're sighing for it, you're longing for it, you're desiring it. Throughout the day, it's not a devotional life. The devotional life is you pray your prayers and you're done. I got it done. The divine will is to begin to live this abundant life. So Jesus says, see, you have deserved it. Now he speaks first of all to Louisa. Louisa was longing for this. Jesus told her, go to bed and stay there. And she stayed there for the rest of her life. And what did she do? She did stopped eating. She stopped drinking. She stopped sleeping. Her whole life was now desiring this gift as Jesus would reveal this. This is why we hear Jesus, or Louisa saying to Jesus, you know, where are you? Where are you? You are my life. You are my love. You're my all. And that's what's happening to us little by little. Little by little, Jesus becomes everything, everything for us. We long for him. And as we read, we're learning how to long for Jesus, how to want him. This is why we spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. We want to be with him. This is why we read the book of heaven. We want him. We want to be one with him. And he says, therefore, he says to Louisa, you and the little children of the Holy Divine Will who are reading, studying, and putting this into practice, hopefully that's us, deserve it. Because on your part, you have done what you could in order to obtain it. Now, how do we obtain this gift? By listening to Jesus. Maybe not with our ears, but our heart, our mind, our soul. As Louisa writes, as we read, a new beginning is happening for us. And Jesus says, you're doing what you can do in order to obtain this gift. And we, triune God, with all their heart, give it to you. So here, again, what our God is asking of us is really to begin to live this abundant life. It's very, very important what God is doing. He loves us so much that he has given us the book of heaven. Jesus says, this is the gift of gifts. This is the prodigy of prodigies. This is the apostolate of apostolates. He says, I, as God, Jesus says, could not give you anything greater than this, this gift of the divine will. And when we first hear this, we go, it's a book. But what Jesus is saying is we're striving to obtain what Jesus speaks, the word of God speaking this. We're striving to possess this gift. He says, and this is the reason why we first make known what we, triune God, want to give to humanity. Okay, so he's made it known to us by the book of heaven. I mean, can you imagine the saints reading the book of heaven? I mean, here they've already accomplished becoming a divine mirror of Jesus, volume 1 through volume 10. They're doing the will of God. And now all of a sudden, Jesus gives the volume 11 through 19, how to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit, this great gift that hasn't happened yet. He's giving it to us so that we can long for this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. As St. John Paul II said, we're going to live a new and divine way of holiness. This is what's happening. And then finally, volume 20 through volume 36, how to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. So as we read this, as we study this, as we put this into practice, everything else, the good, the holy, the saintly things are just set down so that we can embrace this abundant life that only Louisa possesses. Jesus possessed it. Mary possessed it. The Son of God, the Mother of God, the new Adam, the new Eve possessed this life. And this is what they gave to Louisa. And now this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, God wants to give to all of humanity. And that's what we're waiting for. A lot of people say, well, I'm living in the divine will. It's God is giving us glimpses of this. This great event hasn't happened yet. He says, I must purify the world, purify the church before I can give it to the world and the church. He says, because it is so beautiful that the world and the church are not ready for this yet. So this longing that we're going through, this purification that we're going through, is Jesus getting us ready for this great outpouring. So he says, why we first make it known, why? Because we're going to give this. It's going to be given. And little by little, glimpse by glimpse, this is happening. To live in the divine will is the door of the kingdom is opened for us, where we can enter into it. And that hasn't happened yet. This to participate in the Son, S-U-N, of the divine will, to enter into this. It's not here yet. When this happens, the first one, Louisa, who possesses this, Jesus says, when I'm going to bring you to heaven for a short period of time, where you will do everything that a human could possibly do in the human will, with the human will, in the divine will, he says, and then you will return. And he says, when that happens, the earth will shake when they see you. They will begin to understand what it means to live in the divine will. This great event hasn't happened yet. It's going to happen, and it's going to happen soon. So God is trying to get us ready for what he has planned. So he says, it can be said that we, triune God, place ourselves in correspondence, sending our letters of notice. We dispatch our messengers, making them say what we, triune God, want to give. So in sharing the divine will, it's nothing that I have. It's the message that Jesus is going to give to the world. It's the gospel of the kingdom, Jesus says. This time of sanctification is going to happen. And he says, and all this is in order to dispose the souls, to make them long for the great gift that we, triune God, want to give and are going to give. He says, did we not do the same for the kingdom of redemption? For 4,000 years, from the promise to Abraham, to Adam, right from the beginning, the virgin will give birth to the Messiah, the Savior. And then with this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit is begun in a hidden way through Mary. And then finally, 4,000 years later, because of the Blessed Mother, because of her immaculate conception, because of her living in the divine will, Jesus came to earth. Why? To redeem us, and Our Lady co-redeemed with him. Now, 2,000 years later, Jesus says we have Louisa. And this hidden power of the Holy Spirit is now manifesting itself as we read the Book of Heaven because of what God gave to her. He says, so it is for the kingdom of my divine will I delay, because I, God, want the humanity to know this, to pray for this, to long for this, that the kingdom come on earth to reign, to comprehend the great gift of the divine will, so as to be able to say to humanity, you have wanted it, you have deserved it, and my divine will now coming to reign in your, is now going to come to reign in your midst. So as we're learning to say fiat continuously, we're learning to call upon the divine will throughout the whole day. Come, divine will, breathe in my breathing. Come, divine will, walk in my walking. Come, divine will, pray in my praying. In the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, so that the kingdom can be established. So Jesus says, I'm delaying this because he wants us to know this. So he's given us the book of heaven. This is what we're studying. This is what we're learning. And the more that we understand what God wants, the more we long for it, the more we desire it. So he says, you've been praying, you've wanted it, you've deserved it, and my divine will now comes to reign in your midst. By knowing the divine will, by praying for the divine will, by longing for the divine will, you have formed its chosen people, in which the divine will might dominate and reign. That's why I pray we're the ones. I pray that this great gift is given to us. Jesus says, when I find the souls that want the divine will more than anything, I will give it to the world, which means he hasn't found anybody yet because it would be given to the world. So he's saying to us, you have a duty and responsibility. If I give you the book of heaven, you have a duty and responsibility to know this, to learn this, to study this, to put this into practice. So what are we putting into practice? It's the fiat. Let it be done as you say. Total docility, total surrender, total submission, so that the kingdom can reign in us on earth, this dust, as it is in heaven. Jesus says very, very clearly, he says, he wants the divine will to reign upon earth, that the souls, us who know this, may pray for it, may long for it, and they may dispose themselves to form its people. The children of the kingdom in the midst of the divine will, and therefore it can descend. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, to form its royal palace. That's each and every one of us. Its dwelling in each and every one of us. Its throne in each and every one of us. See, we have the feast of Christ the King. Why? Jesus says, to prepare the world for the divine will. The king is coming, and he's coming to reign in his people, his royal place, his divine dwelling, his throne on earth. That's in each and every one of us. So what the Lord is asking of us, he's asking us to really begin to make the divine will our everything. And to prove it is to read. To prove it is to study. To prove it is to put it into practice. So the Lord looks at us and he says, are you ready? Are you ready for this great gift that's coming? Are you ready for the kingdom to be established on earth as it is in heaven? Are you ready for this dust? Remember, man, that thou art dust. This dust, breathe in this rule of God, this breath of God, this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So for what? For God to receive all the glory, all the praise, all the love that he as God rightly deserves from all of humanity. So we're taking this place. This is what Jesus is saying. He said, I take the place of all of humanity, begin to live this abundant life. So he tests us. He tests us every day. What are you going to do in this situation? Are you going to be worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, negative? Are you going to be peaceful, joyful, and happy? Do you trust in me? The final devotion I give to the church before I return, Jesus said to St. Faustina, is divine mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. You're not frantic. You're confident in God. In this final battle that we're in, you're confident in God. You trust in him, believe in him, hope in him. Christian hope is certitude. Great things are coming. Great things are happening. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command, that all the little children in the holy divine will become divinely healed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.